New Eurasian Union and the Asia-Pacific Tension. This article was written to evaluate the critical events that occur today, and this is an impartial article. The balance of power is changing, and this process is very painful. This article is an unbiased analysis. In this article, I will talk about the New Eurasian Union and its subsidiary West Asian Union, Biden's Asia-Pacific Conference, and possible events in the future. First step. Everything started with Merkel saying, "We are warning Turkey for the last time," on July 14, 2016. Merkel warned Turkey about the Incirlik military base in Turkey. Then there was a military coup attempt on July 15 in Turkey. Putin gave Erdogan implicit support against this military initiative. Russia and Turkey are acting jointly. Erdogan met with NATO last week and they talked about some issues. As a result, 40% of the gas in the entire Mediterranean region will be Turkey's, and the 33% interest of the energy line that will go to the EU via Israel will be Turkey's gain, but on one condition: Turkey will put an embargo on Russia. Turkey did not consent to this. That's why another conflict zone will be the Mediterranean. A move will come to Turkey through Greece, and Turkey is waiting for this movie. Kyriakos Mitsotakis' speech at the Senate in the United States was the forerunner of a war expected to take place in the Mediterranean in the future. Kyriakos Mitsotakis stressed that he is against a two-state solution to the Cyprus issue. The British press warned Greece, that is, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, not to threaten Turkey, otherwise, it would result in war. Turkey is waiting for this. There may be some events in Cyprus recently. Turkish President Erdogan said Kyriakos Mitsotakis is over for me. Greece has been arming rapidly lately, and if we look at the position of the US military bases in Greece, we can see that they are trying to surround Turkey, but we see that Greece does not have much chance of winning in a possible Mediterranean conflict, but the aim is to limit Turkey. In the Mediterranean, Turkey has finished its preparations against them and is waiting. That's why the Eurasian Union is being established. The balances in the region will change soon. When we look at the relations between Turkey and NATO, we see that the bilateral relations are tense and Turkey does not trust NATO. Turkey is about to complete its preparations for exiting NATO. NATO bases in Turkey will be closed soon. There is a Eurasian Union plan to be established under the leadership of Turkey and Russia. Turkey has already established a union with other Turkish republics in this direction, and now they will expand this union with Turkey, Russia, and other allies. Substructures affiliated with this unit are being prepared, and a West Asian Union will be established. Russia and Iran also support this union. Iran knows and is aware of the turmoil coming against Iran. Iran's only hope is this union, and it will take its place in this union in Iraq. Soon Turkey will reach an agreement with Assad, and Russia supports this. Russia withdrew from northern Syria and left its place to Iran. Then Assad met with Iran. Then Turkey launched an operation in Iraq. This military operation was against the armed forces in that area. Israel continues to strike Iranian military bases in northern Syria. Israel-Iran conflict. There may also be a war between Israel and Iran. Israel is uncomfortable with Iran's nuclear weapons work. Israel is preparing to destroy Iran's nuclear infrastructure. Colonel Sahat Kohati, the foreign intelligence officer of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, was shot in the head by a motorcyclist hitman on the street in Tehran. Recently, many important people died in Iran. Israel has completed its preparations to strike Iran's nuclear infrastructure. Iran's nuclear weapons meeting held by the EU in Vienna was inconclusive. Buddha offended Israel. A possible war will spread to the whole region. There has been internal turmoil in Iran lately. There has been a blue flag military exercise in Israel and a new exercise will be held in Israel. Israel will hit all of Iran's nuclear units. Joining this new Eurasian alliance will provide security for Iran. This union will also ensure that the member states of the union act in a coordinated manner, taking into account their interests and security. Turkey is making agreements with the countries of the region. Turkey will also meet with Egypt, and it has good relations with Turkey in this direction in Algeria. Other Arab countries are in communication with Turkey. The West Asian Union, which is the sub-union of the Eurasian Union, will be under the leadership of Turkey. Turkey is also important in China's One Road and One Belt projects. That's why Turkey is making the South and Southeast regions safe. Turkey will start an operation in the north of Syria and a safe zone will be established, and then negotiate with Assad and reach an agreement. Such a strategy is being implemented in Iraq. Let's take a look at Biden's Asian initiatives now. Biden's Asia trip was inconclusive. There were protests against Biden in South Korea and they said they don't want war. Since Japan does not have a strong army, it does not support its war policy against Russia and China. The NATO-like formation project that Biden wanted to create in Asia failed. Biden said that if China attacks Taiwan, we will give military support to Taiwan, and then the US Foreign Ministry said that they are in favor of the One China policy. Deep power inside the US does not want to go to war with China. In November, there are congressional elections in the USA. Biden will lose and Trump will return to the 2024 elections. Biden wants to use India against China, but India will not engage in a conflict with China. India did not support US embargoes against Russia. In addition, the global power warned the USA and the EU through Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger warned Joe Biden not to threaten China or they will pay the price, he said. At the same time, he warns the EU that it would be better for you if you agreed with Russia. He implied that you can't beat Russia. George Soros also made a similar warning, emphasizing the Third World War. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog by email from the bottom of the blog's homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. Subject: New Eurasian Union and the Asia-Pacific Tension. Analyst of International Relations, Threat and Geopolitics, Canon Haderov. Data: May 26, 2022.